Welcome to spring in Cincinnati, a time that rejuvenates the soul and beckons the continuation of treasured traditions. Opening day, zoo babies, the butterfly show at Crone Conservatory, the Flying Pig Marathon, and Record Store Day, to name just a few. To me, springtime in Cincinnati means that it's time to get ready for another awesome release by Buffalo Killers. As one of the hardest working bands around, every time Buffalo Killers enters the recording studio, they pretty much already have the album finished in their heads, and getting it down on tape is a mere formality. Likewise, every time they record, they seem to just get better and better. For their latest album, Heavy Reverie, Buffalo Killers signed with Sun Pedal Recordings and worked alongside legendary producer Jim Wirt at Cleveland's Crushtone Studios. While reading about the creation of Heavy Reverie, I discovered that the band took a bit of a step back in the production process and put their trust in Wirt to work his magic. This small surrender paid dividends as it allowed the musicians to focus on doing what they do best, making great music. Buffalo Killers also made a major paradigm shift in their music this year with the addition of Sven Kahns on guitar and lap steel. Speaking about the addition of Kahns in a March interview with the Houston Press, Zach Gabbard told Bob Ruggiero, "It frees all of us up. When we were a three-piece, there was no room to step back for a minute. I feel more relaxed, and it's given everyone else a bit more breathing room." If the creation of Heavy Reverie was a more relaxed experience for the band, it hasn't resulted in the loss of a single ounce of energy. The first track, Poisonberry Tide, carries on the continuum of groovy roots rock that Buffalo Killers has been making since their first album 8 years ago. Buffalo Killer's sound is expertly crafted to create a time warp back to the 1970s, with proto-psychedelic songs fueled by guitars that grind with deep, rich fuzz tone, and vocal harmonies perfumed by a clandestine harvest. Speaking of psychedelics, Grape Peel, How I Feel is triptastically transportive. This is probably the most experimental track on the album, and in it, Gabbard's guitar tone reminds me all too much of a young Ted Nugent when he performed his mind-blowing lead in Amboy Duke's The Journey to the Center of the Mind. Throughout Heavy Reverie, the lyrics carry messages of an increasingly personal nature. In songs like Cousin Todd and Sandbox, the narrative is almost a confessional.
sandbox. I can hide nothing. Tales of misfortune. Stories of nothing.
Musically, Heavy Reverie spans and expands upon the musical spectrum. From the straightforward, almost modern-sounding Shake, to the twangy, jangling Louder Than Your Lips, an exploration that is very Deadhead-friendly in a plain old hometown, good-time rock and roll kind of way.
Get a grip, don't you let it slip, sometimes you gotta just hold on.
With songs like Dig On In and Who You Are, Buffalo Killers bring the groove full-time and relentlessly. Konz's presence in these tracks greatly adds to the bottom end and allows Gabbard's guitar to sing, thus carrying the whole experience to another level. All that aside, I highly recommend that you make the effort to get your hands on the bonus track from Heavy Reverie, Don't Cry to Me. This is, in every way imaginable, my favorite song in this year's collection. It is infectious, fun, gorgeous, and has a sound reminiscent of the Beatles' Rubber Soul, specifically Harrison's Think for Yourself and McCartney's I'm Looking Through You. In May, the band heads out west in support of the album and will share several dates with San Francisco's Howlin' Rain. In the meantime, please pick up your copy of Heavy Reverie and familiarize yourself with some of the best music being made in the Midwest. You can even take it with you as you enjoy some of the other things that make spring in Cincinnati such a magical time of year.
I'm running high when you're looking to confide about your love. Don't cry to me. Don't.
WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.